everyone knows that Torah is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To be really be matzliach in learning, there needs to be siyata d'shmaya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give us a matana of understanding, seeing the neflois, the beauty of Torah. There's a pasuk in this week's parasha which tells us and really defines for us what the nekuda is, how yeshiva bachar, how anyone could be matzliach in learning. In Chachmas HaTorah. The pasuk says, Kol Chachmei Lev Hashem Yilesiv Ruach Chachma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Chachma to a Chachmei Lev. What does it mean, Chachmei Lev? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the gift of Chachma, to see the beauty of Chachma, to a Chachmei Lev. What does it mean, Chachmei Lev? Chachma is in the Moyach. What does it mean that Chachma and the Lev. The Chazon Ish I see over a lot says that Klal Yisrael in the Torah is compared to a Chasan and Kala. It's a nisuin, it's a marriage. Right? You find it all over the place. Maimon Har Sinai was a marriage between Klal Yisrael, Torah, Chasan and Kala. The Chazon Ish says, just like in a marriage, it's crucial that there's Ava. The only way for a marriage to work, for a marriage to last, is if there's love. So too, the relationship between Klal Yisrael and the Torah, between a person and Torah, is only possible. It's only possible for his brain to open up, to see the beauty of Torah, is if there's a relationship, if there's an Ava. If there's a love, if there's a cheshik for Torah, that's what Chachmei Lev means. Chachmei Lev means that he has a tremendous cheshik for Chachma. He desires it. He loves it. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him Chachma. Ezel Chachma loymi mikol adam. A Chacham is someone that desires Chachma. That loymi mikol adam. He's running around searching for Chachma. He loves it. He wants it badly. And that's when he gets the gift of Chachma. That's when he's zeicha and matzliach in learning. We all know that Shlomo HaMelech was the Chacham Mikol Adam. And we know the story how HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Shlomo HaMelech, asked Shlomo HaMelech, what's your wish? What do you want? I'll give you anything that you ask for. Shlomo HaMelech asked him for Chachma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him Chachma that was beyond what anyone else was able to reach. But we forget the beginning of the story. How is Shlomo Zeichet for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give him something and give him this wish? It says that Shlomo HaMelech fasted for 40 days straight. For what? For Chachma. The reason why Shlomo HaMelech was a Chacham Mikol Adam was because he was a Chacham Lev Mikol Adam. Because his cheshik for Chachma was stronger than anyone else in the world. That's how he became the Chacham Mikol Adam. That's how he got the gift of Chachma. Because he desired it much more than anyone else. So it's critical. This cheshik for Torah is critical. It's on a practical level. We understand that the person, in order to be matzliach, has to really have a cheshik for it. In order to put in the energy to be a zariz, to do it with zrizus. For a person to remember learning, it has to have a passion for it. To remember anything, you have to have a passion for that thing. On a practical level, it's not going to work. It's not going to be matzliach unless you have a cheshik. So, how do we develop a cheshik for Torah? What is the pshat? Everyone tells us, try it, you'll get it. It'll come. We can't describe it. Undescribable. What is this cheshik for Torah? We see by Gedolim, we see by big people, we see a tremendous geschmack. It's fun, it's like a tanuk, there's such a simcha, such enjoyment. What is this? What is this ava for Torah? If we understand a little bit what the ava for Torah is, maybe we could work on a few etzes of how to develop it. There's an unbelievable Malbim in a Kapitel Tehillim and Ein Hei. The Malbim says like this, that the world exists on one foundation. the society only survives with this one midah. He says that the world turns and functions because of a quality that every single human being has. That quality is what he calls avas meisharim, a love for yashrus, a tremendous love for values, for integrity, for congruency, whatever you want to call it. It's avas meisharim. It's a value that people have values. People have values, and the world stands because people understand deep inside of them, they have built into them in their very nature, that they have to stay in line with a certain value system, certain moral values, right? Yashrus, certain integrity. The world wouldn't exist if there's no guilt, no busha. Imagine a world without any values, principles, built-in nature, natural principles that everyone has. Imagine a world without that. It's hard to imagine. You could imagine it a little bit. Nowadays, we can imagine it a little bit. You go on to these blogs and these internet sites. That's like a little taste of a world without busha, without moral values, without principles. But the world wouldn't exist if it wasn't built in. This is what the Malbim explains. The Malbim says, "Hayosher hunatua b'teva kolam v'nashay." Yosher yashrus is built into a person's very nature. Shenefesh kol adam nivras boifin shenatua b'libay avas hayosher atzedek. Every single person is created in a way that it's planted in him a love for what's right, a love for what's straight, what's a certain conscience, of values, of integrity. So he goes on to explain that the Mechaber, this capital 9 Hey, it's this Avas Meisharim that's speaking. He says, "I am Ani Meisharim. I am the Meisharim. The Moigim Eretz L'Chol Yisrael. The whole world would fall apart if I wasn't at its base. If I wasn't there, the whole world would fall apart." The pasuk goes on to say, "Amarti lahoylim al tahoylu." I, that inner yashrus feeling of the avas meisharim, I say to the hoylim, to the people that are bali averos, doing averos, people that are living a frivolous life, I say to them, "Al tahoylu, don't be so happy. Don't be so glad." Talk to Malvin. The Malvin says, "Harasha, someone who does avera, hanoitem in amesharim," which he goes off of this value system, this built-in value system, who davishu negative nafshe. It's going against his nature. He's going against his nature. V'nafshe tiasreyu. His insides torture him, and he has regrets, and he has harata. They're filled with charata and they have a bad feeling inside of them that something's very, very wrong here. I'm doing something very wrong. It takes away a certain satisfaction. He can't live with himself because he's built in with this nature to love meisharim, and he's not acting like that. He's going against this value system that's built into him, so he's depressed. And he's not really, doesn't have really a simchas hachayim. This is what he says. This is the Meisharim speaking to the Rasha, "Al ta'ilu." He is not letting him really rejoice in life. Unbelievable thing. This is the idea of nekama. Nekama, we call nekama revenge, sweet revenge, right? Revenge, when a person has a real enemy, and he finally sees, he takes revenge. He sees revenge finally being taken upon this enemy. It's a sweet taste. Feels good because suddenly there's yashrus. Things were straightened out, right? It wasn't fair. He did this to me, and now things are straight. Sweet revenge. It's a sweet taste. That's the feeling of yashrus. So I believe that this is really the source, the root of avas haTorah, of a cheshek for Torah, the tremendous simcha in learning. Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Misamchei Leif. the laws of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are yashar. Everything fits. Everything's perfect. You work it out and you work it through and you delve into it and you'll see it's a set of laws that go in harmony with each other and fit together, and these pieces of puzzles will come together, and there's a tremendous beauty to that, and the person senses that. Yashrus, the Sefer HaYashar. Torah is called the Sefer HaYashar. It's the Sefer HaYashar. It's the only place to find really true Yashrus. Things that are perfect, in line. Everything makes sense. And that's the tremendous simcha that a person gets from learning. Kudei Hashem Yisharim Nisam Chilek. Because they're Yashar, he feels the congruency. He feels, it fits. It feels right. The tremendous satisfaction. The Meshech Chachma says in Parashat Nitzavim, the pasuk and the pasuk, Ki karvei lach adav v'moy b'ficha v'vav chalasoysay. Torah is karvei lach adav v'moy, very close to you, b'ficha v'vav chalasoysay, in your legs. The Meshech Chachma brings down that we all know that things that we need for survival, the more we need of something, the more available it is. Right? Oxygen, everyone needs oxygen constantly, so there's plenty of oxygen. Water, bread, right? The basic needs, the more basic it is, the more in plenty HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with. And as it becomes more of a luxury, so then it becomes more minimal. It becomes harder to get, right? The gold, silver, right? It becomes more difficult to acquire. Zakhtar Meshech Chachma, he says, in Midas, it's the same way. Meshech Chachma says like this, he says, the world needs Avas HaTorah. We need a cheshek for learning. It's crucial. It's the water that the fish need to live. Right? It's not possible for the world to exist without. It's the Avas HaTorah. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a midah in every single person that naturally he'll be able to love Torah with ease. And it's readily, it's in plenty, there's plenty of it. It's built into every single person. And that is exactly the way the Malam says it. Avas Meisharim, the love for Yashrus. A love when someone sees MS, when he sees pure truth, has a tremendous desire for it. Because Baruch Hu created a lot of that inside of you, it's built inside of you, and it'll give you a tremendous simcha, tremendous satisfaction in life. So it's very close to you, it's right there in your heart to do. It's very possible to get that lev, to become a chachmei lev, to have a desire for learning. So why does it seem so difficult sometimes? It really does seem difficult that it doesn't seem to come so easily. We don't sense it. There was a bacher who came to Rav Aaron Leib Steinman, and the bacher comes in and speaks to the Gabbai before, and he says, I'm going to ask some weird questions. It was a bacher, it was a depressed bacher. And he tells the Gabbai, I'm going to ask some weird questions of Rav Aaron Leib. Please don't stop me. Let me finish what I'm saying. Fine. So he goes into Rav Aaron Leib, and he asks Rav Aaron Leib, do you love steak? So Rav Aaron Leib says, steak? I don't love steak. I don't know that. Never tasted steak. I don't love steak. Do you love pizza? So he says, I never tasted it. I don't love pizza. So the bacher starts crying. The bacher says, everyone tells me, if you learn and you taste it, you'll love it. You learn, you taste the taste of Torah, you'll love it. And I've tasted it. You haven't tasted steaks, you don't love it. I've tasted Torah, and I still don't love it. And he doesn't know what to do with himself. I don't have the simcha, I don't see it. So if Lake tells him, he says, what's the sweetest thing out there in the world? says honey. Says if a person has cuts on his tongue, canker sores in his mouth, that honey will burn his mouth terribly. It'll be very uncomfortable. He says it's very possible that we could ruin our taste buds. We could ruin our taste buds for Torah. It's very possible to lose our taste for it. And the same thing is over here. We could lose our sensitivity for Mesharim, for MS. We could lose our inner, natural thing that we're built with, of to love what's Yashar. If we live in a Olam HaSheker, and we partake of the Olam HaSheker, then we could totally lose track. We could totally lose track, and we could lose that desire for MS. For example, one of my children, when they were very young, so the child didn't sleep well in the crib, and we found that putting the child to sleep in an infant seat, in like a car seat type of thing, the child slept much better, much more. I don't know what it was, but hunched over, whatever it was, the baby slept much better. But after a while, we asked the doctor, is it good for the child? Is it okay if the child is in the infancy for hours straight? So the doctor said, don't do that. He says, because the baby's bent over, and his spine is growing, and his spine is gonna develop crooked. Spine, neck, whatever it is gonna grow crooked. He says, that's the same thing by us. Naturally, the spine would grow straight. That's the natural way of things. It should go straight. But if you bend it, and you leave it bent, it's gonna go crooked. And that's the same thing with us. If we naturally, there's avas misharim, there's an ava for yashrus, and we have a tremendous satisfaction. But if we partake of sheker, constant sheker, we live in a life of sheker, then we can make ourselves crooked, and we can make ourselves to the extent where we love crookedness. A rasha, who we said before, tortures himself, his inner conscience tortures him when he does avera. If he does avera over and over again, we've experienced it. If you don't do that avera over and over again, you become desensitized. It doesn't bother you as much. So you don't feel so much regret. You even start enjoying it. And that's dangerous. You're losing the avas mesharim. You're losing your natural ability to have a love for what's yashar. Let's go back to the Meshul Chachma. Zok the Meshul Chachma. Be'etzem, it's very easy to live. Water, bread, it's in plenty. Parnasa is very available. Everyone needs it to live. Very, very plentiful. He says, but what happens if a person overindulges, he buys himself a huge house, buys himself a nice car, a lease, this bill, that bill, suddenly he has a huge budget, he has a huge mortgage that he has to pay each month. He has this bill and that bill from all of his technology, and his insurance goes up, and he has a tremendous budget. Suddenly, parnassah is not so easy. Suddenly, he has to schwitz, he has to be amol, he has to mamish, do all kinds of things to bring in money just to live on. A person could make, and zok the meshul chachma, by parnassah it's like that, and the same is true with this avas misharim. He could ruin it. Afizas Adam Yashar, because Baruch Hu made a person Yashar. He made a person Yashar, and a love for that Yashrus. But if a person is Bikshu Cheshbenis Rabim, Afizas Adam Yashar, they Bikshu Cheshbenis Rabim, and they look for other things, and they look for the Sheker, and they try to partake of the Sheker, they want Sheker, then they start losing that Avas Misharim, and that feeling could be lost. So, in developing a love for Torah, now that we understand a little bit what this love for Torah is, in developing it, the first thing is Midvar Sheker Tirchak. Midvar Sheker Tirchak. We stay away, far away from Sheker. Pashit in Shkarim, Pashit the way we talk. Search for MS. Don't go near Sheker. If we don't go near Sheker, MS is the path that we take. Then we'll stick, we'll hold on to that love for MS, and we'll have a love for Torah. Second, on those lines, the Malbim says like this. Different Malbim in Kapitel Ein Gimel. First, I want to share with you Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rabbeinu Yonah says, "Kol amar besichay meisha, goyim rol atzmai." Someone who talks too much with women is goyim rol atzmai boitom adivrei Torah. Mevatel himself in divrei Torah. I want to read you the words of Rabbeinu Yonah to explain this. Rabbeinu Yonah says, "Ki machshavas haTorah, thoughts of Torah, loisachon leneged enav ba'oid libay pena leisha vel sichasa." Torah and its beauty will not penetrate, will not be able to go into his mind and into his heart if his mind is on Nashim. Why? There are two separate tracks that the heart cannot hold on to both at the same time. The heart can't love MS and love Sheker at the same time. Doesn't work. They can't coexist. The Malbim says like this. The Malbim says, "V'imcha lo yichafatzdi ba'aretz." He says like zok the Malbim like this. When I'm with you, Hakadosh Baruch Hu lo yichafatzdi ba'aretz. Mois ani achoymer v'atzlochas artzias kulano. When I'm with you, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, when I'm connected to you, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, I'm disgusted by the gashmius. And the Pasuk says why? He says because the guf and the gashmius and the overindulging is yitam v'lubisayis. That's hevel avolim. It's going to be lost. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dveikus and the neshama is nitzchi, is forever. This is MS, this is sheker. MS means real. What's real? What's nitzchius? Sheker is what's hevel avolim. What's hevel? What's not lasting. Which is, it's a mirage. If we partake of the Olam HaSheker, then we develop an Ava for that world, then we can't have an Ava for the other world, for what's Emes. And the same is true the other way around. Ein machshava arayis misgaberes el v'leiv haponim min hachachma. The Rambam says that if a person's mind is filled with chachma, arayis don't come in. If he has a love for Emes, he's not interested in Sheker. He's not interested. That's the Torah Tavla. That's how Torah protects us from the Yitzhara. When I look at Bachrim and you search out the Bachrim that I have a real cheshek for learning, that are really matzliach over the years, that were really matzliach in learning, and it became part of them, it was the Bachrim that were mevakshei ha-emes, the Bachrim that loved emes really, really badly. They loved Emes, they fought for Emes, they fought for the Sugya, and they wanted to come out with the Sugya Klar. The Pasuk says, Matzil Salman always says over this Pasuk, Sheker Sanesi Vaseva Vitoyroscha Havti. Pasuk in Tehillim. Sheker Sanesi, I hated Sheker Vaseva, it was disgusting to me, Vitoyroscha Havti. Therefore, I loved your Torah. There are tallies of that. If you have a sinna towards Sheker, then it's possible to have an Ava for Torah because Torah is Emes. If you have a sinna towards Sheker, then you can have an Ava for Torah. A second Eitzah in developing a Cheshek for Torah is even if we've lost a little bit of the track, we've lost that feeling of Avas Mesharim, of a love for Emes, we could get it back. If we delve into and try to find that MS again, we could soak ourselves and go into the Olam HaMS. But if a person learns Torah to be mevakish the MS and to try to find the MS, slowly he'll develop back. He'll get back that natural tendency of avas misharim, of a love for what's yashar. He'll find the MS again. But it's very important the way a person learns. Rav Nachum, Rav Shiva in the Mir, he had a Talmud who was a young man. He was a married person in Kailo, and Rav Nachum couldn't understand. This young man was a big masmid, tremendous masmid, and yet he was depressed. He was down. And Rav Nachum couldn't understand it. Well, how is it possible? How's it possible? He's learning, and yet he's not tefreden, he's not really happy. So he asked the person's friend. The person's friend said, maybe there's parnasa problems, maybe he has children that have sicknesses. So Rav Nachman says, P'kudei Hashem Yisharim V'Samcheleif. Says, the P'kudei Hashem Yisharim are Yashar V'Samcheleif. It's M'Sameach Aleif. That's the Metzius of Torah, is that it's M'Sameach Aleif. How is it possible? Finally, Rav Nachman thought about it and he said, it must be a chisaron the way he's learning. He's not learning till it's klar. He's not getting it really clear. He's not being mevakish the emes in the Torah. And he's not seeing the emes of Torah, and therefore he's not getting to the Bekudei Hashem Yisharim. And it's not being mesamcheleif. We have to learn Torah, we have to build ourselves up till we could get things klar, and we're competent in it, and we have it clear. When we get to the point that it's really clear and everything fits together and it comes together, that's when you have the Avas HaTorah. They say over that Rav Shach was preparing for shir for many hours in the morning. Right before the time for shir, he tells the Bachram he's leaving, he's not going to be shir that day. So the Bachram says, why not? So Rav Shach says, I don't have anything to say. So the Bachram, you're preparing for the last few hours, how could that be? So Shach says, I had something, but I realized at the last moment that I had a kasha in it that didn't work out. So the Bachram says, this is not halacha shir. So it was over. So it didn't work out. So Shach says, that's not Torah. Torah is MS. Torah has to be MS. If it doesn't work out, then it's not Torah. This is the way we could develop to become Chachmei Leif. The third thing I want to mention is third Eitzah for developing the Avas HaTorah is Tefillah. In the Sefer Seder HaYoyim, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Ikar Bakasha that a person has to ask for, that Ikar HaShailah Shetzarach Adam Lishol Meis HaBoireh. The Ikar Bakasha a person has to ask for is the first Bakasha that he makes in Shemoneh Esrei. Ata Chayinin L'Adam Das. Sheyitin Loi, Zakt Mishnah Berurah, Sheyitin Loi Seichel V'Das Yashar. The Kadosh Baruch Hu should give him a Das Yashar, to be able to see and to appreciate Yashrus. Lima Yisperav V'Livchor V'Toiv. To be disgusted by Ra, Sheker, Sanesi, Vasav Eva, to really be disgusted by what's Ra, what's Sheker, to live for Betoiv and have an Ava for Emes. And that's why it leads straight into Hashivein Avinu Sarsecha. When a person has the Das HaYashar, when he recognizes and appreciates what's Yashrus, so then automatically there's Ava. Automatically there's a tremendous Cheshek, there's a built-in Avas Meisharim. So let me just go over the Yisaitis that we've covered here. To be Matzliach in Torah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be given Matana of Torah, to have the Siyata Dishmaya for Torah, a person has to be a Chachmei Leif, has to have a love for Torah, Cheshit for Torah. What is this love for Torah? What is it? What's the beauty of Torah? What's the Misamchei Leif? It's the built-in, natural instinct that every single person has. The avas meisharim, the love for what's yashrus. A tremendous love for congruency, for things that are emes, total emes. That's the love for Torah. But that avas meisharim could be ruined. That teva, asisas adam yashar ve'im bikshu cheshbein et rab. That teva, to love what's yashar, could be ruined if you live in a olam hasheker. The first Eitzah was to leave the Olam HaSheker, Midvar Sheker, Tirchok. Second Eitzah is to delve into, find that MS. Delve into Torah, learn it in a way that you bring out the MS. And finally, to daven, Atochainin L'Adas, to daven for Adas HaYashar, to recognize and to appreciate what's Yashar, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Ashiveinu Avinu Sarsecha, to give us a Avas HaTorah and a love for Torah.